Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Partly cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 07:00 hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good morning. 08:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 09:00 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 10:00 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees.
Kilo Fox 8, Delta Golf Zulu. Kilo Fox 8, Delta Golf Zulu. Radio check.
Good morning. 11:00 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 31 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 29 degrees.
Hey Dan, my reception's kind of quiet on you. Yeah, my name's Jay. I'm on here. I'm on 94 here on my way to Toledo.
All right, really good. You sound fine. You know, the complaint on this repeater has been that it's kind of quiet, and if you're on your way to Toledo, you may be getting out of range pretty soon. I don't know how far down you are.
Yeah, I'm on like the part, I'm on 94, just went under the bridge at Liberty.
Oh, okay. Well, you're still close to Ann Arbor. Yeah, it should be good there. I was thinking you were headed down 23 or something to Toledo.
No, Dan, I got 5 more miles till the 23 turn here. Yeah, the audio's very crisp, but the audio is low volume. Other than that, it's real good. Yeah, it's good to hear someone on the repeater. I try to hit these as I drive through and don't always catch anybody.
Yeah, you know, that's the way these repeaters are anymore. They're pretty quiet. I happen to just be sitting here in the shack. I was totaling up I'm a CW guy. I was totaling up the number of CW contacts I made in February.
Okay, Dan, how many CW contacts did you have in February?
Well, so I'm a member of the CW Ops, which is a group of CW operators, obviously. And we have this thing called the GTX, which means a ranked, basically making ranked to contacts of 20 minutes or more using Morse code. And my goal every month is to make one per, at least one per day. And in February, I happened to hit 28, so I hit my goal.
That's pretty phenomenal, actually. And doing 20 minutes of Morse with another person, that's quite a feat. I thankfully got my license after they dropped the Morse code requirement, because that might have been an impediment for me.
Well, as you might be able to tell from my call sign, I've been to him a long time, so... Yeah, it's kind of a peak, but not too much, especially because I'm retired now, so I have plenty of time to play with the radio.
Yeah, copy that, Dan. I need to renew, so I'm coming up on my 10 years here with my ticket, and I do almost exclusively 2-meter... You know, 2-meter repeaters, 70-centimeter, and I just have a collection of little handy-talkies and external antennas and stuff, and I don't think I ever get over 8 watts.
Well, you know, you might give HF a try. You might like it. It's, there's, for example, one of the things I started doing last summer a lot, is a thing called Parks on the Air. And with a small HF radio, you get out in a park and make lots of contacts from all over, set up a small portable station. That's a lot of fun to do. All kinds of fun stuff to do to have a general class license and get on HF.
Yeah, I may do that sometime soon here. I've been thinking about upgrading. Dan, you're starting to break up on me here as I come up to 23. It's been nice talking to you, and I really appreciate you chatting at me. Hope you have a good evening, and I'll be, the 73 is for me, and I'll be quiet on your final.
All right, Jay, nice to talk to you tonight, too, and drive safe there. K8HGL, KB6NU.
Oh, I lied. You're started coming in a little bit better there. KE8AGL. Speaking of parks on the air, when I do bicycle tours, I take my 2 meter with me and do repeaters along as I go along the state, so that's pretty fun. But this time, for sure, I'm going to be quiet. And good talking to you, Dan.
Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 25 degrees.
Okay, QST, 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 good evening. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday night net. On the WAUM repeater and Echolink. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. All licensed amateurs are welcome and encouraged to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. The WAUM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I'll take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check-in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
W8FSC, Stewart, portable, in and out.
Okay, W8SRC, portable, Stewart, in and out. Stewart, if you're still here, we'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, please.
W8FSC, Simon, W8FSC, good evening, Pat and everyone else. Not too much ham radio related here, but I just wanted to give you guys a check-in since I haven't checked into the net in a while. And other than that, not a whole lot to report, so I'll turn it back to you, Pat. And looking forward to checking into the future as well. Thank you, Stuart.
Thanks for checking in. Looking forward to hear from you again real soon. Do we have any other short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now. Nothing heard. Do we have any Echolink stations? Any Echolink stations? Please call now. All other stations, please call Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo, net control now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo Mobile. Sierra Break, Sierra Bravo Echo, mobile.
And hey, SBE, have you on the list? Any other stations, please call now. Portable. I have five stations there. If anybody can copy, I have KE7ZBY, WAEMV, WSAU, November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo Mobile, and KE8BZJ Portable. I'll issue one more call. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call Net Control now. Nobody heard, so let me go to the top of the list. And again, the audio is extremely low, and we'll let Matt give us the technical reasons. We'll start with KE7ZBY, Steve and Pitney, followed by WAEMV. Steve, what do you have for us tonight?
Coupling the same level from one section to another. The repeater anybody on the list, I'm going to switch to Echolink and try a call there, and we'll see if the audio level is the same. If it's transmit or the receive, problem with the repeater. But if it's the receive section, then the Echolink, if I transmit on Echolink, it may blow everybody away. So I'll wait till the end. Next up is November 8, SPE, followed by BZJ. Dave, what do you have for us tonight?
This is N8FBE, and I'm in the truck, and actually I decided I was going to pull out of the drive and drive around the block to warm it up a little bit, so I guess I really was mobile. Completely mobile, but boy, the audio was really low. But I thought that the audio levels were remotely controlled. I thought that the PUT and SOER had been working with the repeater and had been changing audio levels remotely, I thought. So maybe something happened to the program that's in the repeater. Maybe it got reset somehow or something, I don't know. But just thinking. That's all I got going on tonight. Back to that, N8SBE.
Thank you, Dave, for checking in. Interesting question. I believe that some of the audio levels are adjustable remotely, but I thought they spent some time up on Wisner trying to work on the audio levels up there. There is, I believe I can reset the system remotely, but I'm afraid to do that without some instructions from PUT and others, but I think there's a way to log in and restart the system remotely, we may try that. That makes any difference. But let me try the Echolink after everybody's checked in. Thank you for the comments and stay safe, mobile. Finally, on this first round through is BZJ. Mo, good evening and welcome to the list.
Yeah, thanks, Ted. BZJ. We're convertible in Livonia now. Come up, my sister started to shed. Have the heater crank 65 degrees and pretty comfy out here with me and the dog. And just wish everybody here the start of the week. Back to that.
Okay, thank you. And well, good luck with this. The dog got his ticket yet? Anyway. Okay, do we have anyone else? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks, call WA4DSR now. Okay, nothing heard, so I'm going to close the net, and then I'm going to transmit on Echolink. We had a total of 6 stations tonight, plus myself for 7, and we had about 15 minutes. So with that, I'm going to close the net, and after about 2 seconds, I'll transmit on Echolink, and someone can tell me how loud the signal is. WA4DSR, clear.
This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo, transmitting on Echolink. How is the signal strength?
Oh, audio is so much better here at NATFBE.
Okay, so I had signal reports from SBE and WSAU, and what I hear is that the Echolink signal is much, much better. So, Matt, I therefore conclude the problem is on the receive end. Would you concur?
Yeah, I would think it's on the receiver end, or possibly, maybe the connections of the receiver to the receiver controller or something like that. I think the Echolink probably comes in directly through the PC and goes out, so the only audio into the PC is probably the RF receive audio.
Well, I will relay that information to W2PUT and KBOIS, and we'll see what they can do with it. Anyway, thanks for the time, and thanks for everyone's patience tonight. And hopefully we'll hear all of you much louder next week, same time, same frequency. And, Matt, I didn't answer your question. I did not try to check into the DMR net on Saturday night. I was out of town, so I did not try to check in. So I don't know. I didn't hear any of your difficulties. WA4DSR clear.
All right, thanks. I was just wondering if I said you're but there was also problems during that. Anyhow, WSAU, I'm going to QSY the RC net in the air.
Okay, thank you. And I think I see W0BZJ on the Echo Link. Larry, you have anything for us this evening?
Yeah, WB0BCF. A little late for the count, but mark me as coming out there. Thanks, Pat. WB0BCF in Houston.
Okay, Larry, I am so apology. My apologies for getting your call wrong after all these years. You missed the discussion. The audio on the repeater is quite low. So the net, I think, was shorter than normal. We only had six check-ins, plus yourself, seven, for a total of eight stations. Anyway, thank you for checking in. All the best to Houston. Stay safe. WA4DSR clear.
Thanks, Pat. Have a good week.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 23 degrees.
This is WAPMB.
Good evening, 22 hours, partly cloudy, 22 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 17 degrees.